prophet or guide. In times of doubt, in life's grand stride, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, our prophet's wisdom forever our guide.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another beautiful and wonderful episode of this beautiful series called Our Prophet, Our Guide, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah, today again, I am joined by the great Muballigh Dawat Islami, Maulana Abdul Majid, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, who's with us, alhamdulillah, on this beautiful journey. Welcome and mahaba, Maulana Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Sayyidi, Jazakallah, and many thanks to you for being with us on this wonderful journey. And our viewers as well, we thank you as well, mashallah, to join us. And every time we come on this beautiful episode and this program, mashallah, as our today's topic, inshallah, azza wa jal, it relates to the power and authority of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. So in today's episode, we are going to be discussing this beautiful phenomenon of the biography and the seerah of the beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is our Nabi, mashallah. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Sabse awla wala, hamara Nabi. Sabse bala wala, hamara Nabi, subhanallah. So, he is our Nabi, mashallah. And we are his ummati. This relationship is that which we can really count on, subhanallah, because he lived his life for us, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. All his life, he made dua for us. And even on the day of judgment, he is saving that dua for us, alhamdulillah. That accepted dua which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, as he has granted other prophets of Allah, subhanallah. And he is keeping that dua on that day when we will need it the most, subhanallah, subhanallah. About which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he says,
Peshe haq mujda shafaat ka sunate jayenge Peshe haq mujda shafaat ka sunate jayenge Aap rote jayenge
Subhanallah, subhanallah, that noble Rasul, our Aqa wa Mawla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are rejoicing in his birth celebration, mashallah. Subhanallah, before we begin the discussion about today's topic, inshallah azza wa jal, let's remind one another to recite durood and salam upon that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pilafu Salam, Shami Bazmi Hidayat Pilafu Salam. And for that, I would request our esteemed guest, Maulana Abdul Majid Sahab, Qibla Damat Barakatumul Aliya, to extol the virtues of Durood and Salam as it is mentioned in the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has beautifully mentioned in a Hadith of Mubarakah, whoever sends Durood or Salawat salutations upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends 10 blessings upon that person. In another narration, that Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives 10 minor sins of that person. And Allah Azza wa Jalla also elevates that person by 10 stages. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we were listening to this beautiful hadith with regards to the virtues of durood and salam in the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our topic today being the power and authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And before we dive into today's topic, let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to a beautiful kalam and poetry in the praise of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the naat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, after which we'll be back shortly after the kalam. Until then, recite durood and salam in the court of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and keep watching Madani channel. We'll be back shortly, so stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, 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 Tera Sara نبی تفسیر ہے قرآن کی واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری والشمس ہے چہرہ تیرا ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میرا راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا جمیل کیا تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہا تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
وہ خدا نے ہے مرتبہ تجھ کو دیا کسی کو ملا نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شاہا تیرے شہر و کلام و بقا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
تیرا مسند ناز ہے عرش بری راز ہے روح امی تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہا تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیان کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیان نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا مجھے شوق یہ طبع رضا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرائے نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Welcome back to your viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were listening to beautiful and amazing kalam in the praise of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, we are once again joined and we are back, mashallah. And as our topic for today is the power and authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, oh devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by divinely bestowed authority, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam can declare anything to be fard and wajib or impermissible and haram as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam wishes, and he can grant anyone anything because he has been granted the keys of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, as it is mentioned in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Sayyidina Rabi'a ibn Ka'b Aslami, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him the permission to ask, and he asked, Ya Rasulullah, I want your company in paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he granted him, subhanallah. And he even asked him, is there anything else that you wish for? Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then this beautiful phenomenon is described in the Ash'ar of Ustad-e-Zaman, Allama Hasan al-Zakhan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. خود بھیک دیں اور خود کہیں مانگتے کا بھلا ہو. سبحان اللہ. First he grants whoever wants something, and then he also makes dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you well. سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. This is the beautiful quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He can grant Jannah to whoever he pleases because he holds the keys of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, beautiful share where it is stated that
جہاں والی عطا کر دے بھری جنت ہبا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے.
سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. سیدی اعلی حضرت سے خالق کل نے آپ کو مالک کل بنا دیا. سبحان اللہ, the creator of everything made you the owner of everything. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we were discussing that he has also the authority and power granted to him by Allah azza wa jal to change the entire shariat, because we are following the shariat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He can declare anything halal or haram or permissible. It is up to him, subhanallah, because he is shari', subhanallah. Among the specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that a great specialty which highly acclaimed scholars, fuqaha, mufassirin, muhaddithin and mujtahideen have mentioned. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imam al-Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, he has written that researching Islamic scholars have made it quite clear that the commandments of Sharia have been given under the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is such a wonderful share, mashallah, and it fits perfectly on the concept of this beautiful parable that we have just learned from the hadith of Rasulullah.
And you say it very beautifully, that look at the muhabbat and love that they had for Rasulullah, that they could not get enough of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that they were even asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to grant them the opportunity of them being in the company of Rasulullah, even in Jannat. Look, you know, realistically speaking, Malana Sahab and viewers of Madani Channel, today we're doing so much of work, and you know, we try to dedicate our time for ibadah and trying, you know, to the best of our abilities to become good people and pious to please Allah Azza wa Jal. But our ultimate goal is that Allah Azza wa Jal should grant us Jannah, where we will see, where we will enjoy the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal.
We ask for it every day in five times.
We ask for it salah
in the dua, وَأَدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةَ دَارَ السَّلَامِ.
Allahu Akbar. But look at the mentality and the mindset of the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All they needed is the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannah, because they know that you have Jannah. You know, by having Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is even more special to you than even having Jannah. Look at how the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla benefited on earth just through the sadaqah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on planet earth, on this universe. And then now the companions are trying to say to us as Ashqani Rasul that wake up. If the creation of Allah on earth could get so much of blessings through the sadaqah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on earth, imagine the amount of blessings that you will get in Jannah by being in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a beautiful concept, mashallah, Mawlana Sahib has just discussed and has given us, mashallah. It reminds us one of the beautiful praises of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the words of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Inshallah, I would like our viewers to engage with us in this beautiful recitation of the Naat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and about extolling the virtues of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says,
Bahare jaan fiza tum ho naseeme daastaan tum ho Bahare baaghe رضوان تم سے ہے زیب جنا تم ہو.
One thing maybe if I could share is that this beautiful Naat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam I often recite, and one of the times that I choose to recite is that when I have children, so whenever they cry, and you know, when they were little, mashallah, just to keep them, pacify them at times. And they would be crying, they would be restless. And when I would read this Naat, my child would calm down, mashallah, by listening to this beautiful Naat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So alhamdulillah, I have beautiful memories attached to this beautiful Naat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, composed by Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. It's so soothing, mashallah.
Bahare jaan fiza tum ho نسیمِ داستاں تم ہو حقیقت سے تمہاری جز خدا اور کون واقف ہے کہے تو کیا کہے کوئی چنی تم ہو چنا تم ہو بہارِ باغِ رضوان تم سے ہے زیبِ جنا تم ہو کجا ہم خاک افتادا کجا تم اے شہِ بالا کجا ہم خاک افتادا کجا تم اے شہِ بالا اگر مثلِ زمین ہم ہے تو مثلِ آسمان تم ہو اگر مثلِ زمین ہم ہے تو مثلِ آسمان تم ہو یہ کیا میں نے کہا مثلِ سما تم ہو معاذ اللہ
لذا مثل سے برتر زہر وہم و گما تم ہو منزا مثل سے برتر زہر وہم و گما تم ہو میں بھولا آپ کی رفعت سے نسبت ہی ہمیں کیا ہے یہ کہنے بھر کی نسبت تھی کہاں ہم ہیں کہاں تم ہو نسبت خاطرہ بالم پاکت کی اے مولا گدائے بے نوا ہم ہیں شہ عرشا ستا تم ہو بہارے باغ رضوان تم سے ہے زیبِ جنا تم ہو. Now a beautiful motivation comes from the quote of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and he is reminding himself, now this is the time of your youth and this is the time to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, when you still have the strength, the ability to exert your energy in order to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Because when we get to the old age, we don't have energy, we don't have the ability as we have in our youth. And he says, and this should send a reminder to us while we still, alhamdulillah, we are still in our youth, to exert this energy in order to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers, keep this advice in mind, and this advice should last you for the lifetime, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And he says,
ریاضت کے یہی دن ہے بڑھاپے میں کہا ہمت جو کچھ کرنا ہو اب کر لو ابھی نوری جوان تم ہو.
And about the نسبت, سیدنا نوری میاں رحمۃ اللہ تعالی, he says,
فقط نسبت کا جیسا ہو حقیقی نوری ہو جاؤ مجھے جو دیکھے کہہ اٹھے میاں نوری میاں تم ہو بہارے باغ رضوان تم سے ہے زیب جنا تم ہو.
صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Let's recite together. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Sayyidi, we were discussing the power and authority of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and especially with regards to the Sharia and his amendments, that he had the authority by Allah Azza wa Jal to amend anything and declare anything as halal or haram or permissible by the bestowal of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah. Could you please, inshallah, shed some more light and enlighten our viewers as what was the magnitude of it, what was the breadth and the depth of it, inshallah Azza wa Jal, so we get to know the authority and the power of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon him, subhanallah. As he is the Habib of Allah, as he is the final prophet of Allah, as he is, subhanallah, the beloved Rasul of Allah, subhanallah.
Allah Azza wa Jal will grant all the Ashiqani Rasul, all the Muslimin in the world, Jannatul Firdaus, and all those that have departed from this world with Iman, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgive their sins, and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala save them and protect them from all the punishment of the Qabr, and may He elevate them in status in Jannah. If Rasulullah has been given the authority in the Kingdom of Allah, if Rasulullah has been given the authority over Sharia, are there proofs from Quranic verses and perhaps from Ahadith Mubarakah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And the answer to this is yes, indeed. There are many, many verses of the Quran and numerous hadith mubarakah that speaks of the authority that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as far as Jannah is concerned, as far as Sharia itself is concerned. From among those verses, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the whole Quran that وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And He will make the clean things lawful for them and make the unclean things unlawful for them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ كُلَّ مُسْكِرٍ. Indeed, I have declared every intoxicant haram. Allahu Akbar. Now, this is the authority that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, that he could declare things haram, exempting someone from a general commandment. Like Allah Azza wa Jal gives, you know, an arm commandment in the Holy Quran, which is ought to follow, to be followed by all the Muslims, by all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each and every Muslim who recites La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty has given the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the authority to exempt anyone from a general commandment. Allahu Akbar. If something has been generalized in the Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has such authority that he can exempt anyone whom he wishes from that general commandment which is given in the whole Quran. And inshallah, let us briefly discuss some of those general commandments that were given in the Quran and to whom exemptions were been made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Especially Sayyidi, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, he mentions that indeed Allah azza wa jalla has declared 5 salahs fard for his bondmen every day and night, subhanallah. So it is in fact the general command of Allah Azza wa Jal, even proven from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then Sayyidi, what were the those exceptions, subhanallah, that were made by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, given to him the authority of Allah Azza wa Jal?
Allahu Akbar. One person, in fact what you have said Marana sahab, strictly 5 daily salahs that are compulsory upon us as Muslims. But one person, one particular person, came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and became a Muslim and reverted to Islam. And he had a condition. This person became a Muslim, but he had a condition. And if you look at this condition that he had, it is not a condition, a sunnah condition, a condition which is based on a sunnah. It is not a condition which is based on any act which is nafal, but it is a condition on an action which is farad, which becomes compulsory upon every Muslim man and female. And this companion comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he has this condition to say, fine, I want to become a Muslim. Okay, fine, I have reverted to Islam, but I have a condition. Allahu Akbar. What was the condition? This companion says, I only want to perform 2 salah. And Rasulullah doesn't tell him, no, Islam says you have to pray 5 times daily. You can't perform 2. But Rasulullah, look at the authority that he has, that he allowed and accepted the condition of this companion to perform 2 salah.
Subhanallah. Only for one person.
Only for one person. I mean, he could allow whomsoever he wished, you know, under certain circumstances. This is the authority of our beloved Mustafa.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. It is not allowed for us, dear viewers, just to bear in mind that it was this command and this exception was created by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a specific sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So general command applies to us 5 times a day. So don't go looking for leeways that, you know, if we could just perform 2 times salah, ma'azallah. That is not the way of the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So this is basically to show the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that people came and then they requested him things, and then they had the yaqeen that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, could find ways and means for them. And look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow, I mean, gave Jannat Sayyidina Rabia. Here you have a new reverted person that came into Islam saying, look, let me perform two salah. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives him or grants him the ability or the opportunity of performing two salahs. And as you have pointed out, it was only designed or specifically for this companion. For us and all the Ashikan and Rasul, viewers of Madani Channel, we have to perform our 5-day salah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which mentions that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam granted an exception to another Sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but this time it is with regards to being a witness. And as we know, Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran, وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ, and appoint two witnesses from amongst your men. And the title of Sayyidina Khuzaima bin Thabit Ansari was Dushahadatain, meaning this is the person, the Sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whose witness was equal to two.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declared forever that the evidence given by Sayyidina Khuzaima bin Thabit alone was equal to the evidence given by two men.
Allah.
And that is exclusively for the Sahabi Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man shahida lahu khuzaimatu aw shahida alayhi fa hasbuhu. Meaning, whomsoever Khuzaima gives evidence for or against, the evidence given by him alone suffices. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has the authority to take the evidence of one person as two, subhanallah, because he is the lawmaker, he is the shari, he has been given this authority by the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And one thing to mention there is that, you know, if you take it on normal circumstances, if you as an individual, you have been exempted from something, you know, you feel very special, you tend to boast about it, you know, go around and say, no, you have been given perhaps 5 daily salahs, I got two. Or, you know, Sharia requires the shahada of two people. My shahada is equivalent to the shahada of two people. No, the mentality of the companions of Rasulullah, those that were exempted from certain general rules of Sharia, the more humble they became. You know, so that drew them even closer to Allah and His Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. What the mentality and the concept the Sahaba Ikram had. Only if we can learn some lessons and try to follow the footsteps of Rasulullah and imitate the Sahaba Ikram, the companions of Rasulullah, such that the knowledge that we learn, or when Allah Azza wa Jal bestows us, or when Rasulullah grants us opportunities, they must make us more humble. We should not, you know, be proudful about them and start boasting about them. But they should make us more humble, just like how they made the companions of Rasulullah more humble.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the power and authority bestowed upon our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, subhanallah. As Sayyidi Allah says, خالقِ کل نے آپ کو مالکِ کل بنا دیا. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, and another general command that we know of in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a general rule of Sharia, of Shariat Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is mentioned that holding silk in his right hand and gold in his left hand, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna hadaini haramun ala dhukuri ummati. Meaning, indeed, both these things are haram for the men of my ummah. Now, the exemption comes when Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhuma had a dry itch on their body. There was a condition when they had a dry itch on their body, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them the permission to wear silk clothes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He basically allowed and created an exception for these two sahaba. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So here again we see the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the matters of Sharia. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Another general command is that Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Nahana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an khatamiz zahab. Meaning, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden us from wearing a gold ring. Now, this is the general rule of Sharia. Now, again, Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to wear a gold ring. Now, this is against the general rule. Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib used to wear a gold ring. Upon people objecting to it, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, we were in the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was distributing the spoils of war. And at the end, when only this ring was left, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his blessed gaze and looked at the attendees, then lowered his gaze. Second time he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his gaze and then lowered his gaze. And third time he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam casted his merciful gaze and said, O Bara, I went close to him, meaning close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sat down. Holding the ring, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held my wrist and said, Ilbas ma kasaka Allahu wa Rasuluhu. Wear whatever Allah and His Rasul make you wear. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created an exception for Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. As a general rule, gold ring is haram. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made an exception for Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it was also, again, the command of Allah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ilbas ma kasaka Allahu wa Rasuluhu. Wear what Allah and His Rasul make you wear. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the command of Allah. Subhanallah,
subhanallah. And Maulana sahab, look at this, the incident that you have mentioned, you know. What we can pick up from this, now you have this one companion, you know, he is also willing to gain something from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what is in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the moment? I mean, everything has been distributed. There's only one ring of gold, and according to Sharia, it's haram to wear it. But look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to put a smile on the face of this companion, he allows him to wear the gold ring, even though according to Sharia it is not allowed. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Look at the authority that our beloved Nabi Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had, and look at the love that he had for his companions, that he always wanted them to be happy. He never wanted any companion to have sorrow in his heart, you know, to hurt any feeling of his companion. He went even as far as things that were not generally permitted, just to put a smile on the faces of the companions. If you look at another general commandment, the one who is in need of taking a Shari'i bath, it is haram for him to enter a masjid. Any person who is in a state of junub, it is haram for him to enter into the masjid. And this is the general rule. A person then would need to take the ghusl, will need to take a Shari'i bath. But the exemption, Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that, Ya Ali, Allahu Akbar, addressing Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Shaykhuda radiyallahu ta'ala, that la yahillu li ahadin ay yajnaba fi hadha al-masjid ghayri wa ghayrak. Translation, O Ali, it is not halal for anyone except you and me to enter this masjid in the stage of janaba. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. Look at the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this exemption was only for Ali al-Murtada, Shaykh Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very spark, he is exempted. But for him to give Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu this exemption, it shows the authority that Allah azza wa jalla, Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has in terms of the Sharia.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the authority of Mustafa in the kingdom of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, that he can bestow upon whoever, whatever he wishes, because he has been granted the keys to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the authority to do as he pleased by the command and authority of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, you are listening to this amazing concept of Islam, that is to recognize the power and authority of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we said in the beginning, sabse aula wala hamara Nabi, sabse bala wala hamara Nabi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jaise sabka khuda ek hai, waise hi inka, unka, tumhara, hamara Nabi. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. As alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of today's program and episode. Dear viewers, it is heartbreaking to finally, you know, this silsila has come to an end, and this is now the last episode of this silsila. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, there are many other beautiful silsilas that are being played on your Madani channel, mashallah. There is, and I would encourage you in particular to watch the Madani Muzakara, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah, alhamdulillah, where you learn lots and lots of beautiful concepts, Madani Pool, and beautiful concepts of Islam and the Sharia Khutbah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And there are many other beautiful programs by other great Muballighin of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. Maulana Sahib has been with us on this beautiful journey, mashallah, and we say thanks to him. And inshallah, on behalf of the viewers of the Madani channel, we say thanks to you, Sayyidi, Jazakallahu Khairah. And also on behalf of our team at Madani channel, who alhamdulillah have also worked tirelessly, our crew, alhamdulillah, the camera crew, our directors and producers, alhamdulillah, they have put a lot of effort and a lot of work, alhamdulillah, in making this silsila a success. And the credit also goes to, alhamdulillah, whoever is that is involved in this department, mashallah. And of course, to our Mufattish, mashallah, Mufattish Sahab, who, alhamdulillah, make sure that whatever we say is in accordance with the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we are just discussing the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, our Madanis, they are hard at work and they always guide us, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, subhanallah. And at the same time, the editors, alhamdulillah, who edit this content, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them its jaza as well, because this is no ordinary work. This is, alhamdulillah, the teachings of Quran and Sunnah, which we are fortunate to convey, alhamdulillah, in this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, mashallah. Jazakallah, Sayyidi, for being with us on this wonderful journey. And inshallah, we hope to see you in other programs, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sayyidi, any parting words to our viewers, as it is the celebration of the birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Alhamdulillah, we should all try to read the books of Allah Hazrat Imam Ishq o Muhabbat, Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi Rahmatullah Ta'ala, because his vision is the ishq and the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His writing, his thinking, his pen is influenced by the ishq and the muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a shair beautiful says, Dale di qalb mein azmate Mustafa Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Tila ko salam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, jazakallah Sayyidi, jazakallah to our viewers, mashallah, who have been with us on this journey, mashallah, and making it a success, inshallah, azza wa jal. Remember us in your du'as and keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting salat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be punctual in your daily duties as a Muslim, reading your 5 times salat, keeping the fast of Ramadan, and following the seerah and the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting durood and salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet, our guide, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, our Prophet, wisdom for